Hello everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is Max.
Hello everybody, 欢迎大家收听早安英文 This is Summer. 在节目开始之前呢，先告诉大家一个小福利啊。每周三，我们都会给大家免费送纸质版的英文原版书。大家可以微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参加原版书福利的抽奖啦。
Yeah, we have carefully picked out these English novels. They are very, very good materials for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So, go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to you all. All right, Summer, have you got any brothers or sisters, or are you an only child?
I'm an only child. What? Why do you ask?
Well, the other day my wife made me see a movie with her. You know, it's named My Sister, and it's quite thought-provoking.
My Sister? 哦，就是最近很火的那部电影，对吧？我的姐姐。我还没看。But I didn't know that you were interested in this kind of movie.
Well, it's not my kind of film, but it's good anyway.
Mm-hmm. You said it's thought-provoking, right? Provoke 这个单词本身就是激发、引起。那这个 thought provoking 能激发一些想法，就是说这部电影呢是能让人思考，引发一些深思的。
So how about we talk about that? But of course, if you don't mind the spoilers.
像这个电影的剧情其实网上铺天盖地的，我都看过了，所以没事，不用担心这个剧透啊 spoiler. Don't worry about it. Tell me more about the movie and how you think of it.
All right, here we go.
那如果大家想拿到今天的学习笔记呢，欢迎到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。 Okay, so Max, what's this movie about?
Well, it follows the story of a young woman pressured to raise her younger brother after her parents died.
I see. Pressured to raise her younger brother, 就是说呢迫于压力她要来抚养自己的弟弟。这里有个动词啊是 raise, 它不是举起的意思，其实指的就是抚养。
Right.We use this word quite often, like to raise a child, raise a kid. It has the same meaning as bring up.
有个词组 bring up 也是抚养的意思。比如现在很多小孩其实都是爷爷奶奶带大的，所以就可以说 many children are brought up by their grandparents.
I was brought up by my grandmother.
But you know, I'm going to raise my kid on my own.I think it's important to form that kind of connection from an early age.
Right, I agree. So, about the main character in the movie. Actually, she doesn't want to raise her brother because she's only 24 with a bright future ahead of her.
讲到这个电影主角，他是张子枫，对吧？真的很厉害啊，他人都没有24岁，但他演的角色是24岁，还演得那么好。Do you know the actress? She's only 20 years old.
Oh, I didn't know that.But she truly is a good actress. She's torn about pursuing a budding medical career, and her acting is quite convincing.
所以说，就是当她知道自己要抚养弟弟的时候呢，其实正好这个时候她的职业也刚刚起步。A budding medical career. 这里的 budding 意思就是才开始发展，崭露头角的意思。
Right. Do you know the word bud?
Yeah, bud. 就是 budding 它的一个名词，意思就是花苞。
There's a common phrase, to nip something in the bud. This means to stop something when it has just begun because you see some problems.
对，这个词组就是把什么扼杀在了萌芽里 to nip something in the bud. 所以我们也可以这么来说啊，子枫的梦想呢，很有可能就被扼杀了。Her dream and pursuit are very likely to be nipped in the bud.
Yeah, so it's natural that she's torn about that.Not knowing what to do.
很纠结嘛。那这个 torn 也非常形象啊。内心有两个方向力量在撕扯 to tear her apart. 所以这个纠结可以用到这个 torn. So, I'm curious, what choice did she made at the end?
Well, the choice she made at last is not that obvious. So we are left with a sense of ambivalence.
Ambivalence?
Yeah, it means you are not sure whether you want or like something or not. Just like the word torn, you can be torn about something. You can also be ambivalent about something.
Oh, 所以这个 ambivalent 也是纠结矛盾的意思，对吧？然后这个名词就是 ambivalence. 所以说电影的结局呢，或者是最后啊，大家其实也不知道主角的决定是什么。 So we can say it has an open ending.
Right. The movie is open-ended. So that gives us a lot of room to think.
你一开始问我是不是独生子女，其实也是因为这部电影的，对吧？ You asked me if I am an only child.
Right. I know that this movie gets people talking about China's patriarchal culture and the strong preference of many parents for sons rather than daughters.
重男轻女，对，这个电影里应该就是重点刻画了这个矛盾。那这种文化呢，其实可以用到一个这样的单词啊 ,patriarchal, 意思就是父权制的。
Right, if a society is ruled or controlled by men, and only men have the power and importance, that's a patriarchal society, or a patriarchy.
Right, 名词就是 patriarchy, 父系社会。那么对应的母系社会呢，就可以说 matriarchy.
Right, so Summer, do you have a preference for boys or girls?
To be honest, I prefer girls, but if I had boys, I would love him as equal. I would never treat him differently just because of his gender.
Right. But I know that this movie has struck a powerful chord with audiences because many of them have lived the preferences themselves.
对，这个电影真的是引发了很多很多观众的共鸣啊，因为大家或多或少都有过这样的经历嘛，所以引发共鸣就可以用到这个 strike a chord with.Chord 本身是说那个和弦，有了这个和弦产生了共振，所以就是引发了共鸣。
You know, this movie also strikes a chord with me. It's the conflict between filial piety and individualism in a modernized society.
电影除了讲这个性别不平等啊，其实还有现代社会这个矛盾，就是孝顺和个人主义。到底是完成他爸妈的心愿来照顾好弟弟，还是独立自主呢，然后过好自己的人生？
The concept of filial piety is talked a lot in movies and in books, too.
Yeah, 这个 filial piety 其实是我们文化中很重要的一部分，孝道、孝顺。不过这个概念其实真的只存在我们国家。Like, Max, you don't have this concept in Britain, right?
No, and we don't use this phrase either. We'd just say you're a good daughter or a good son, but not a filial son or something like that.
所以说孝顺的儿女呢，大家翻译时候就不要用的这个 filial， 其实用了很简单一个 good 就可以了。好，然后电影另一个方面讲就是 individualism， 个人主义，追求自己的人生，只为自己的人生来负责。
Right, a person should have the right to make their own decisions, rather than be controlled by the society or their parents.
Yeah, I think that's what made this movie thought-provoking.
Exactly.Not just thought-provoking, some movie reviews describe this movie as captivating and inspiring.
不仅让人思考，还很吸引人，启发人。这个 captivating 是个很常见的形容词啊，意思就是呢 take all your attention. 所以 a captivating movie 就是一部看了停不下来的电影。
So, in a word, I highly recommend this movie.Although I've given you a lot of spoilers, it's still worth seeing.
Yeah, okay, I will. 冲着子枫的演技，我都会去看这部电影的。那大家如果也看了这部电影，然后不知道大家有什么想法呢？欢迎大家呢在评论区分享给我们呀。最后呢，再告诉大家一个好消息啊！现在我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家，同时还有一个专属学习社群。创始人 Alan 老师会在群里带大家一起来学习7天。这个活动呢，特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学。但现在限量200个名额，先想报名免费体验的，大家赶紧微信搜索“早安英文”公众号，回复数字888就可以加入啦。
Thank you so much for listening. That's all the time we have for today. This is Max.
This is Summer. See you next time. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。